On tonight's show, we are talking pro days, Thomas.
Even though there aren't a single one happening anymore.
Not a single one, yet the Senior Bowl released a video on how to do it.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're not going to have one at your school, you may as well be able to have one yourself.
Something. And we got brackets, Thomas.
But March Madness isn't happening
you
either.
Know what? We're in an alternate dimension right now.
Nothing's happening. Let's talk about it.
It roll. On the show tonight, we've got...
Every night was a battle.
You can lock this in, take it to the bank.
No class at all. It's unbelievable.
They should see a relatively quick turnaround.
Show me the money.
Big water slides, snow cone truck and everything.
One team stands alone.
Well, you know what I think about Troy.
I'm losing my mind over here.
We've got the moment you've all been waiting for.
Of course.
That was dyslexia because we're in an alternate dimension.
I guess it would be dyslexia. Yeah. I mean, we just got the words out in opposite order.
Backwards?
Something yeah. Like that. Anyway.
We're here still.
Somehow.
It's the Bitch Boys.
Send help or toilet paper, whichever is easier.
Yeah, toilet paper. Yeah, you got it. Roll it.
What? No.
Not again.
No.
Y'all, we are way off the rails because this week two with coronavirus no sports.
We would be off the rails if there were rails to begin with.
Yeah, there is no rails.
None
They've
whatsoever.
Been blown up.
Exactly.
Because like, they had to quarantine everyone, so they just cut the rails off.
And shut down the train.
It's like that bridge. They blew out the bridge so nobody could get over it.
And like a Thomas the Tank Engine episode, the train's just going right over. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Speaking of Thomas, my name is Thomas. I'm Thomas Gleaton, and this is...
I'm Colin.
There it is. He's Colin Cahill.
Yep.
We are the Bench Boys. Follow us on Twitter at the OG Bench Boys. We're on Facebook as well because we literally have nothing else to do. I finally went back to my Farm Bill farm.
Ooh, yeah.
And I poked my grandmother in response to all the 400 times she poked me. So we're also here while you're here. Hit that subscribe button. Tell your friends about us because, I mean, we have so much backlog of stuff that you could listen to during the quarantine just to get caught up because we cover the Sun Belt
like
nobody
80
else.
Episodes out now?
We are on 81 right now.
81 episodes.
81 right now, yeah.
Right now. Well, yeah, so you got 80 previous episodes.
Whole lot of good episodes.
Yeah.
A couple of stinkers. We're not going to tell you which ones. That's
ones.
For you to find out.
Yeah, enjoy that. yeah, no, I mean, you're already following us. You're here. You've subscribed. Let's just get into everything, which is not a lot. But it's something. And out the gate.
Out of the gate.
I hate to be that guy, but we the content here, we're kind of based on things happening. Last week we were kind of the Debbie Downers, I guess.
Yeah.
After last week's episode, so we're gonna try to pep it up just a little bit.
Just call me Rachel Dratch.
Yeah, that's pretty much the right term to use.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That is a good term.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, there's just not a lot going on. And we are in, obviously, week two of no sports in the entire world.
We are in the negative zone, the twilight zone.
Australia might have, like, some Aussie rules football that was going on last week.
Yeah.
I think even they got canceled. I mean, everything's canceled.
But, I mean, like, why would you play at this point?
Yeah. I mean, who are you going to... I saw they were doing, like, WWE, like, matches with, like, no fans.
Oh, yeah. That was hilarious.
Yeah. And Stone Cold was a pretty... I mean, can I get a hell yeah? And literally no one said a word.
And then the announcer's like, hell yeah! And the guy turns around and he's like,
What did you say to me?
He's the only person in this place. Of course he's going to say it. Anyway.
Yeah. So, I mean, just everything's done. It's a weird, weird time.
It is.
It's an alternate dimension, like we talked about.
It's a song from Toy Story.
You know, you wonder what could have happened in alternate dimensions of like...
Yeah.
It's like, would, you know, like...
Like the what ifs of
the
life.
The what ifs of life in all aspects of life. But in particular, we love doing the what ifs in sports. I think the what ifs in sports is like, I mean, what if this guy didn't get hurt?
Yeah.
We would have won the title. Like... I can tell you, Cubs fans, they were what ifs for like what 106 years,
dude,
something like that.
I'm a Braves fan.
Well, yeah, but you didn't sit through 100 years of not winning a World Series.
No, I sat through 10 years of almost winning a World Series.
What if Moises Alou didn't? You know, if Steve Bartman didn't happen, that is the biggest. I think that might be the biggest what if of all time.
Steve Bartman?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Drew Brees. What if Drew Brees had gone to the Dolphins?
We talked about this before.
I don't know if we talked about it on the mic, but we talked about it before.
That one's up there because if Drew Brees goes to the Dolphins, Nick Saban does not leave.
Exactly.
And then what happens to the SEC not with Nick Saban?
Yeah, you might still
that
have
is a big what if.
You might still have a potential U.S. senator, a Senate candidate.
Oh, yeah.
As a coach.
At Auburn.
Yeah,
yeah,
still.
And I mean, Ed Ogeron, who knows? He'd probably still be at Ole Miss.
He would.
Still recruiting.
No, go Rebels. Yeah. That just sounds weird.
It does sound weird.
This is the world that we're talking about.
That is the world we're talking about. And fans love the what ifs. And so and there are so many teams this year, specifically in the Sun Belt, that they are all asking what if. I think easy four, South Alabama men's basketball.
Yeah.
Troy women's basketball.
Yeah.
Coastal women's basketball.
Louisiana softball,
for sure. Those four teams in the middle of their, I mean, two, three of them at the end of their seasons, all trending up, all looking like they could make runs. And all their fan bases are all saying, what if?
I really think you're short selling it there. I think all four of those teams are looking at solid like runs and
good
and
postseason runs.
Yeah.
I think we could have gotten at least one like NCAA tournament win this year.
Yeah.
I think between Troy and Coastal, depending on who they would have matched up with, if either of them got to be above a 14 seed, I think they had a pretty good chance.
Yes.
But if they're 14 seed or low,
no.
It's tough to beat those top one and two seeds. They're just
But we'll come back to all
but
that
that's
later.
That's the what ifs. That's
yeah,
what we're
exactly.
talking about. And that's what the coronavirus has brought on to the sporting world and just ignited, I mean, the sporting world in this what if category. I mean, just going down timelines, Twitter feeds, everything, just seeing, you know, all the people will be like, oh man, like, and then like hearing coaches talk about it, like, you know, that's the tough part about this, but obviously there's a reason why they have to do it.
It's devastating.
It is devastating. It sucks. And we talked about that last week. That's in the past. So, you know, that's the interesting thing.
You know, something else I've noticed on our timelines to make this organic, brackets. I've noticed a ton of brackets.
Dude, you can pretty much bracket anything.
You really can.
I mean, office episodes, fast food chains.
Shoelace colors,
best
refrigerator brands.
I mean, it's insane.
Yeah.
Best golf courses.
Squeakiest.
Best hole.
Cartwheels.
Yeah, squeakiest cartwheels, whatever.
You can bracket anything.
Anything.
I'm bracketing everything.
You just find 16 things. NCAA. 16, not four.
Ooh.
Yeah, and you make a bracket out of it.
I got that dig.
There
that was
go.
Pretty good.
So, no, it's just crazy. And speaking of brackets,
that's what I'm, yep. Mm-hmm.
There you go. You led right into it. We're doing our own bracket, and we are doing 32.
We are not leaders. We are the bench boys. We follow. Go ahead. Sorry.
We do follow. Why are we doing 32? Because 64 is just way too much.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not trying to make this last 3 weeks. We can speed this process up.
Yeah.
And really, I mean, no offense to UMBC, but how many times is the 16 seed going to be the one seed?
I think we're at one.
One time.
We're at one.
Out of how many times?
All of them.
Oh, all of them. Yeah. So no offense to you, NBC, or UMBC.
Hey, you're good boys.
They are.
They're good boys.
The Retrievers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so we just decided, okay, 32. This is what we're doing. 32 teams, 32 games.
Yes.
The best games of the year.
Yes.
So it can literally start last...
Start of previous football season.
Yeah.
August 2019.
Yeah, August 2019.
Until yesterday, really.
Until yesterday. And if you got anything within a week, good for you. We don't know about
that. You know
what?
If you got anything within the past week, it might just win.
Might just win just for being there.
Yep.
But yeah,
football, basketball, soccer, golf, baseball,
track and field,
volleyball, track and field, hockey, rowing,
lacrosse,
anything, cross country.
You got it.
Anything, table Name tennis, it. If you got one. I want to hear the upsets. I want to see what you guys have from your school. Obviously, we've done our own list. We've got lists already compiled here. But we don't know every team like some of our listeners do. And we try to. We strive to. I will say that. But I want to hear. We want to hear from you guys. We want to hear from the fans.
We want your best moments.
Yeah, your best moments.
We want the pinnacle. We want to remember the good times. Yeah. And so our good times bracket.
I can easily tell you number one seeds, early pick for number one seeds. As of this recording, we have not picked a seed.
No.
But for me, there's going to be some football games that might be one seeds. Now, there's a couple, we put it on social media earlier today, of people show us your things. And there's a couple that kind of surprised me that I was like, oh, that could reach. There's like one or two that could reach to a number one seed. But the number one seeds are going to be tough to knock off with some big. We had some big, Power Five football wins.
Well, I think what we're going to have to do is, and we'll be doing this throughout the week when we compile everything. Yes. We'll go through and we'll have to
we'll do a voting system.
Yeah, we'll have to numerically figure it out. Mm-hmm. But
we will.
We're going to let y'all vote. We're going to let you decide what was the best moment in Sun Belt sports history in the past year.
In the past year, best game. I don't know about moments. I mean, do we want to do moments?
Well, a moment has to go with a game.
Okay.
I feel like.
Okay.
Because
there's some inspirational moments that happen.
Yeah. There are definitely inspirational moments.
The gravity of that game. I mean, the weight of that game.
Right. So if a game has high stakes, it's going to have a moment more so than. Yeah. And it also depends on, if a game comes down to a single play.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just off the top of my head, us talking, I mean, Georgia State playing Tennessee. You had the run by Dan Ellington.
Yeah.
It was a touchdown run. He shook three guys. That put the game away. Then you have, going to women's basketball. You've got Coastal Carolina and Troy, the two best teams. You have a player like DJ Williams do what she did in that game and score 51 points.
In the next game, throwing down a double-double.
A double-double. I mean,
honestly, I feel like those are both
moments
ranked.
Like that in seasons that are just pivotal moments. And that's what we're looking for. We are looking for exact moments. And if there is a moment in soccer, if there is a moment in volleyball, the sports that don't get all the love that they deserve, just because we don't have enough time to get to all of them on a lot of our episodes, tell us those moments.
And that's why we're coming
and
to you.
And fight for those moments.
We'll get to that. So send us those moments. If you don't have Twitter, I mean, I don't know why you don't.
You
but
email us.
It's cool. Email us, benchboyspodcast@gmail.com.
Call us.
Call the Bench Boys hotline.
We might put you on the show.
413-400-BOYS-2697.
There you go, right there. If you got a game that you so fired up, boldly know it has to be part of the top 32, give us a call. We're going to put your message on the show. That's what we'll do. We can promise that. We can put you on our show, but we want to hear you defend why your game should be in the top 32.
Shoot us a message on Twitter, either DM or tag us. Send us an email, benchboyspodcast@gmail.com. Call the Bench Boys hotline at 413-400-BOYS. That's 2697. Or hit us up on Facebook because we're there too.
Yeah. So it's going to be really fun. We'll probably stretch it out. Maybe by the weekend, we're hoping to have everything. Maybe hopefully by the next episode, we have everything ready to rock.
All 32.
We'll post it early next week. And we can get this voting going. And it's going to be really fun. I know everybody needs their itch, got to get that itch, got to get that scratch. And right now it's to fill out a bracket. And so we're going to have some fun with doing this.
It is March and we are going mad.
Yeah. The March sadness. Hello, darkness, my old friend. But it's going to be really fun. We're super excited for it. We're trying to create some content for you guys, our listeners. And it should be fun. So other news, let's just, go around the belt.
Around the belt.
And around the belt is brought to you by nothing, because nothing has happened. That's around the belt.
Quick hitters.
Ba-ba-ba-ba. Quick hitters. That's right. We got them. We're talking pro day.
Yeah. So
there wasn't a whole lot.
There were like two.
Two out of the 10 football teams.
10,
in
yeah.
In the conference hosted an actual pro day where NFL teams were actually on campus. Well, actually, they just hosted a pro day. No one else got to theirs. There was,
I mean,
like, what did we find in our research? There was probably three in March that didn't get done.
Well, I mean, they were all scheduled for March. Yeah, they were all scheduled for a weekend.
It's always like
in March.
Right,
like
spring.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Spring break, that kind of year.
And spring practices. And
yeah.
Everything. Yeah.
And because in spring football is another thing that was canceled. Mm-hmm. So it was all supposed to go together.
Yeah.
But it was supposed to be like the weekend right before spring practices mm-hmm. really started and got mm-hmm. underway. But yeah, no, Troy and Georgia Southern were the only two to actually hold them. Mm-hmm. So Troy's players got to work out in front of scouts. Georgia Southern's players got to work out in front of scouts. And so we literally had most of our guys who went to the combine. So our combine guys, Troy guys, and Georgia Southern guys, that's it. That's all the people in the Sun Belt who went before a scout.
Yeah, we had Kendall Vildor and Tyler Bass that obviously did the pro days.
Omar Bayless.
Omar did not get to do his because Ark State didn't do those, right?
No, but he went to the combine.
But he did go to the combine.
He went to the combine.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
So, and then we had
Akeem Davis Gaither.
Davis Gaither. And Raymond Calais was also there.
Raymond Calais, Robert Hunt.
Yes.
And then the running back, Darrington Evans.
Darrington Evans. Darrington Evans.
Those are the seven guys that went to the combine.
Yeah, Gaither got nicked up a little bit at the combine, so you really wanted him to. I mean, he wanted to show something at his pro day if he was able to. But yeah, none of these guys had that opportunity. I mean, and that this is what's going to make the draft really interesting. We're talking obviously pro days. We're talking about Senior Bowl, helping out and doing some stuff. But I was looking at Jim Nagy and they've, credit to them, they've come out, they've shown these videos for these smaller schools. But those pro days are really critical for the smaller school kids, and teams just like Sunbelt teams, unfortunately, are going to take a big hit because they aren't getting these NFL guys on campus to at least get their guys in their books.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, they might not be their 1 through 7, their in their 14 picks, but they're in their books where they might be some free agent guys that they're looking at. We've
right.
seen plenty of guys around the Sunbelt that have just missed out on draft and been those first picks for free agent contracts.
Or you're looking at somebody, you need somebody to fill a position on a scout team.
Yeah.
You need somebody as a backup's backup. Mm-hmm. Like there are so many positions at the professional level that are necessary and do exist. And if you want to get real technical, the XFL exists.
Oh yeah.
It's still very much alive. So these guys have another chance. And as we learned literally the day of this recording, that's enough of a launching pad for you to get into the NFL.
There's what PJ the big
PJ Walker.
PJ Walker, one of the best. I mean, he probably showed out the most in the XFL's
absolutely
existence this year. Just got a deal. He's actually meeting up with his old head football coach from Temple and Matt Rhule.
Yeah.
Matt Rhule, former Baylor coach, just got hired by the Carolina Panthers. He's hooking back up with his former coach. Those two obviously have some chemistry together.
Literally filling Cam Newton's shoes.
Yeah. Yeah, Cam. These are huge. I mean, the XFL is a great thing,
but when you see how the dominoes fall,
then there is no XFL. But there was a couple of players that they weren't eligible to play in the NCAA this past season, and so they just went straight to the XFL, got on a team. It was actually a kid from West Virginia that he was the big story that he was playing on an XFL team, literally using this as his draft tape because he was going to be in this year's draft. For the NFL.
Well, there you go.
So, and he's the first player to really do that. And so there's a lot of people that are wondering, all right, should my 19-year-old kid have to go to college and he's only there for 2 years, might not play, or should he just go get a job and go play in the XFL and still have a chance at getting drafted? I mean, that you're still eligible to get drafted. You can be whatever age you want.
You're absolutely
right.
You
play football, you can do whatever you want, man. So that's the interesting thing. So there are other avenues. But back to pro days. I think the small schools are really going to take a hit.
They are.
Just because these are such valuable days to get these coaches on their campus. And what they do, and that's why a lot of them will schedule them kind of close to – all the colleges will kind of schedule them close to each other because those NFL guys will just make a clean sweep of the whole state.
Yeah.
They will – and it's not just one guy. They're going to send five or six guys into the state, and have somebody at one of them. That's what they'll do because that's the NFL. They have enough. They have incredible amounts of coaching staff compared to any other league, and so that's the thing is, and they just don't get those eyes onto their campus to see their guys. That's the. I mean, Damian Willis was a big, big. I mean, did not get invited to the NFL draft last year. Had an incredible pro day, and that was one of the reasons why the Cincinnati Bengals had a spot. They had a free agency spot for him. They didn't draft him, but he was right there. He was number one guy outside of the draft. And it's because they came down here and they saw him physically and watched him at his pro day, and they were that impressed with him that they gave him a spot. So I think it good for Troy, good for Georgia Southern. You were able to do this, but a lot of these teams – like the ULMs, where you've got a quarterback up in Monroe, Louisiana, that is dying to have some sort of NFL eyes come down here and watch him.
Well, I mean, even some of the Arkansas State players that are going seniors.
Oh yeah.
What was it? Am I behind a year? No, Kirk Merritt. That's a great example because he didn't go to the combine. Yeah. I don't remember.
He's still
him.
A hell of a wide receiver.
Exactly. He didn't go to an all-star game like Omar did.
Yeah.
So he's missing out on some
of
this.
He did.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he did.
Sincerest apologies. But the point is, like, Troy and Georgia Southern are the big winners in this. And I really would say, like, App State and Arkansas State and what was the other one? No, I'm going to leave it there. Louisiana. Those are the three real losers in this because you had players that went to the combine, but none of your other players really got a shot to shine.
Yep.
Lucky for you, the Senior Bowl is on your side. Earlier this week or less the past week, I'm lost with time at this point, but Jim Nagy put out a post, and apparently the Senior Bowl has put together a series of videos, step-by-step instructions to show you how to do an effective, essential, what is the word I'm thinking of? Official pro day
official
video. Pro
day. Yes.
Like, it meets all the standards that NFL teams are looking
for. And there's a lot of them.
There is. Like, it's a whole playlist.
Like, I mean, it's a whole playlist. But, I mean, they break it down where to make it official, you've got to go out there with a yardstick, basically, and measure out everything and show it.
You have to show it. You have to prove it. If you're not playing on a field with lines, you have to show them that you actually measured this stuff out. Just to say, this is official. I'm not cutting any corners here.
Can you imagine seeing a lineman, you know, run 20 yards and say, 3-2, 40-yard dash?
Oh, my God.
Because he ran 20 yards. So no, it's got to be official. And a great credit to the Senior Bowl for recognizing. Because, I mean, Jim talked about that. He said the schools that don't have NFL's coaching staffs just running through them, like all the Power Fives, basically. You're going to have to get creative. You're going to have to find a way to do this yourself and then send us. You're going to have to send me a video if you want these kids to have a shot. And so at least that they're taking that initiative, that step to help these kids, to help these schools get their kids out in front of people's eyes. So that's an interesting thing. Pro days were big. Spring practices gone. I mean, everything's gone.
Spring games gone.
Yeah.
Everything is gone. And now we return to a week of nothingness in sports. However, we will still be on Twitter. You can follow us at the OG Bench Boys for all of our takes. We're also on Facebook. While you're listening, go ahead and hit the subscribe button. Tell your friends about us. I'm starting to get depressed now because we're about to go back to the end of it. That's basically the end of everything for this week.
Yeah, but we got a lot of good things to look forward to.
We do, like our bracket. So,
like our bracket.
To go circle back around, go ahead and send us your best games and best moments of the year.
Yeah, seriously, call in. Like, we would love to, like, if you guys call in, we're going to put best highlights, you know, the best things we've heard, and we'll make a show out of that. We want you guys. You guys are going to help us create some content here.
413-400-BOYS. That's 413-400-2697.
Give us a call. Send us an email. Tweet at us. Facebook message us if you're friends with us on Facebook. I mean, just anything. I mean, we're really trying to make this fun and have a lot of good. I mean, we want to make this hard. Like, I don't want to have a 1 seed going up against an 8 seed and like, it's just a no-doubter. I want the top 32 best moments, and I want to hear, and I want to know why. So get on that, and make sure you call in. Do everything you can. You got anything more, Thomas?
No, I don't.
I got nothing. I'm Colin.
I'm Thomas.
And that's our show. Just come on back.